This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Carson Anderson, 97 on the ticket. Gator, this is one of my least favorite responses you get to anything. We do this and you see a lot of stuff, and sometimes you go, interesting point, and other times you're like, dude, it's you can't do that, and I'm gonna try and find it. From what the F on Twitch, come on, Doug, a 54-yard run skews the average. Yeah, you add in the 20-yard run, that also skews the average. Take away all his best carries, what was his yards per carry? I mean, just take him away. What was his yards per carry?
Right. I mean, I guess some people are like, well, if you use that logic, and I get why people do it, because it's a couple carries that give the other 13 carries he didn't do much, but it's like Derrick Henry, you take away his 94-yard touchdown run, he's still at 130 yards rushing or something, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm fully aware of how the math works, but, you know, he saw the hole, he got through the hole, so, you know, I think he deserves credit for that, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not looking at this guy and saying he was averaging 8 yards a carry.
No,
I mean,
he's not an 8 yards a carry back. He had a really good day against a bad team. They all had the same offensive line behind, and one guy was way more effective. I'll take away the 20-yard carry and affect his yards per carry as well. But, hey, man,
they were back-breaking plays. That's what you want. You want playmakers, right? That's what we've said all along. For years, you hear the term, Lions need more playmakers. Guy ripped off a 54-yard run and a 20-yard run. He made a couple of nice catches in the game. He got some first downs. Those are plays that you need to be made, and I dare say he's a playmaker. It's good get. You know, we thought they're going to take a running back in a second round. They took a running back in a second round. It wasn't the one that you wanted or that I wanted, but it was the one that many had as the top-rated running back on the board. Good. He had a great game yesterday. Take your hat off to him, say nice job, and go do it against Atlanta.
248-539-9797, Keith on a cell. What's up, Keith?
Yeah, how are y'all doing this morning?
We're okay.
Good. I just had my eggs and pancakes. I've got a Lions question for you. Where would you rank Eric Hipple all time in the quarterbacks for the Lions?
Seriously?
Yes, seriously.
17th.
17th?
Yep.
Okay, and also, I heard some talk last week about the Tigers getting a new retractable roof stadium. Can you elaborate?
No, nothing
about
it.
Thanks, Keith. You're the best. Don't be a stranger.
Norm from Detroit. He's on 97 on the ticket. Hello, Norm.
What's the deal?
Hey, Norm.
Hey, I just want to say you don't get rid of Adrian Peterson. You know, it's going to get cold. And we in the black and blue division. You get rid of Adrian Peterson. We had the chance at him 5 years ago. We let him walk out of the building. You do not let this man walk out of the building again. I'm sorry.
If somebody offers you a fifth round pick, you're not going to.
No, I'm trading Kerryon for a fifth rounder. Sorry, I'm trading the injury prone running back, and Kerryon can walk. You know, we should have kept. What's the running back that we let go and he's with the Jets now? You should have kept him and let Kerryon walk. Like I'm done with Kerryon. Kerryon, he's not. I'm like, my head is just banging right now. Hall of Famer walk out of your organization.
You think this team's going to make the playoffs this year?
You know what? I'm always optimistic. I go with them. I go with the Lions. I'm going with the Detroit Lions, whether we up 40 or whether we down 40.
I'm not mad at you for being optimistic, and I'm not mad at you for playing this year. I'm not sure Ty Johnson, they're going to rue the day. I mean, J.D. McKissick led the football team in rushing yesterday, and I liked Huntley a lot and was disappointed they let him go.
I don't know why we let him go. Like, that was dumb, too. Like,
well, there's only so many roster spots.
Parker, I look at a bunch of players that we've missed on draft picks. It's just very hurtful.
There's clearly so many roster spots, and you have to make some tough decisions at the bottom of the roster. And if you're letting good players go, you're either making huge mistakes or you're getting deeper.
It was a huge mistake to let J.D. McKissick go?
No, he was a leading rusher on a bad football team.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you could say the same thing about DeAndre Swift.
True.
A bad football
team. That's true.
I don't think anyone has to worry. Adrian Peterson is not getting traded for anything. If he leaves this team, it's because the Lions are going to release him. Now, that if that caller just wants him on the team, then, yeah, that would upset him. But I could not see Adrian Peterson getting a 19th round pick. I'm exaggerating, of course, but yeah.
How about a 20th round pick?
Look at the NFL, and guys get hurt all the time on good teams, and good teams could use running backs if
their guy gets hurt. I get it. He's been maybe more productive than any of us could have seen, but he's 35. I joked he was 50, but he might as well be 50 in running back years. Kenyon Drake, for example, got traded last year. You know what turned out to be? A 6th-round pick, okay? This is just not going to happen. But you're not – that was Kenyon Drake. He's like in his 20s, and he's much more upside than Adrian Peterson.
Peterson had almost 2,000 yards rushing hit almost 1,000 yards rushing in each of the last two seasons. Was averaging, 4.5 yards a carry.
And he was released by the Washington football team.
Yeah, and why did he end up in Detroit? They'd rather have J.D. McKissick than Adrian Peterson.
I get it, but I just think that, once you get the season going and you see, okay, this guy still has something, I think a team would take a flyer. If not, okay, I'm okay with it. I'm not married to it. I just think that he has some value. And if he doesn't, so be it.
All right, 248-539-9797, time for our Champ and Chump. Gator, these are the people we single out for having an awesome weekend. Those are the champs. And those people whose weekend stunk, they get chump votes. I'll start. My champ of the weekend, Gator, is the Lions' offensive line. Fighting dehydration and injury, the right side of the offensive line, each starter only played 25 snaps, and they rushed for 180 yards on the ground behind Ode Abouche and Matt Nelson. Now, Matt Nelson... I was like, I remember the Iowa defensive lineman, Matt Nelson, but who's this guy? Right. It's the Iowa defensive lineman, Matt Nelson, who's now an undrafted free agent that the Lions have on their depth chart as a backup right tackle. And good for them. What is it indicative of? I don't know, man. I wanted to have a local champ, so I'm champing the offensive line. They are my champ of the weekend.
Well, I'm going to champ Matt Patricia because the Lions coach, he's obviously been much maligned, properly so. But I got to give him credit for coming up with a defensive plan that worked while using all 8 offensive linemen as well. They didn't allow a sack. The real question is, can this team do that to tougher teams that are on the schedule? And they're going to find out on Sunday a little bit more because they'll have a revitalized Falcons team that they're playing in Indianapolis on the horizon. But for the 1 week, I'll give it to Patricia. I think they had a great game plan. I think they used the bye week wisely. And it paid off for them. They got a W.
All right, let's get to our chum nominations. And you know what? I'm going to stick with the theme. The Browns offensive line got dominated by the Pittsburgh Steelers and made Baker Mayfield's life hell through a pick six. Another interception eventually got yanked as Pittsburgh rolled to the win. The Browns offensive line, boy, did they get trucked.
Well, Doug, my chump is Dan Mullen, the head coach of the Florida Gators. Now, this guy... A week ago, started campaigning openly for 90,000 fans to be able to attend the home games amid the pandemic, which seems ridiculous. Turns out that not only did more than 20 members of the team test positive for the virus, so has he. Now, I certainly hope he has a safe and speedy recovery and perhaps a new perspective to share as well when it comes to the virus, but good grief, man. Not a good week for Dan Mullen.
Dan Mullen, Florida man. All right, Gator, thank you. Champ and Chump, get your votes in. Who had the best weekend? Who should be called out? We got a whole bunch of these coming in via text. Steve in Chicago writes in, Champ Doc Emery announces retirement and was such a good hockey announcer. Chump Aaron Rodgers laying an egg against the Bucks. I want to talk about both those. Doc Emrick, man, don't do it.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know it till right before the show. I'm not heartbroken, but I'm disappointed. I love Doc Emrick, and he hadn't slipped at all.
No, Doc Emrick was the best play-by-play guy in hockey. Love Doc Emmert. I cannot. I am more impressed by hockey play-by-play guys
They're
than
the
any
best.
Other play-by-play
toughest,
guys
by far.
In the sport. It is the toughest sport to do. And, you know, when you do it on TV, I'm not sure if it's easier or harder than it is on radio, but he just, it's seamless. He knows every player on the ice. He has a description for every single thing that happens on the ice. It doesn't become too cliche within the game. Like I love Doc Emmerich. I think he was an amazing play-by-play guy, and he could do it for any sport. But hockey is the one we love him doing.
My favorite Doc Emmerich term, where I was like, "What did he just say?" Was he waffle boards it forward?
Yeah.
And when you watch the play, you're like, "Yeah, it's about right."
It's waffle board.
His chump, Aaron Rodgers, as you've been saying, Gator, and totally vindicated. It's over for Aaron Rodgers. You've said it, and. You know, for some reason, people have doubted you, but you were proven right yesterday.
Right. I don't know if you watched that game.
I did not. I just saw the highlights.
I mean, I was watching it on Red Zone when it was going on, and they jumped out to a 10-0 lead. They get the ball back, and Rodgers throws a pick six. I'm like, whoa, that was weird. That's okay. No problem. They get the ball back. Three plays later. He throws a pass, I think it was a slant pattern to Devontae Adams, and he should have had it. Comes out of his hands, ends up in the Tampa Bay Bucks' hands, and they return it in the goal-to-go situation. And what could have been a 17-0 lead turned into a 14-10 deficit like that, and they did nothing offensively the rest of the game. That, to me, is the biggest shocker in maybe the NFL story this year is what happened to the Packers after the first two drives of that game against a decent Tampa team. Tampa looked all types of tough in that game, and Tom Brady was like, "Yeah, I'll show you how it looks when you want to have a chip on your shoulder." People telling you you're done. Boom, you look great.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.